First off, I'd like to say congratulations to my husband on his retirement and for his 20 years of service. I'd also like to thank all of our family and friends that have made the long journey to get here to witness today's events. It also happens to be Rob and I's 10-year wedding anniversary. So today marks a very special time in our lives for many reasons. On that note, I'd like to talk about the meaning of love and its relationship to many different things. I've heard it said that love is exciting and thrilling, and it can be for certain. But many people think that when those feelings fade, it's time to move on. Our culture is so centered on pleasure that if something makes you feel the slightest bit uncomfortable, we are programmed to quit and move on. That is not the case with Rob. My husband joined the U.S. Navy as a young man 20 years ago. When most college boys were getting drunk at frat parties, Rob was thinking about how he could serve his country and be a part of something larger than himself. I'd like to explain to you the meaning of love according to my husband. Love for him is an unconditional commitment to an imperfect person or circumstances. Don't get me wrong, he adores exciting and thrilling, just like most of us do. He did, after all, become a deep-sea diver. But, as with all things, the thrills are fleeting, temporary, and the exception, not the rule. As we grow in our careers and in our lives, we are called to take on different, oftentimes boring and frustrating tasks. These are the moments when commitment is tested, pushed, and sometimes broken. How someone reacts under these circumstances can be a testament of their devotion. Love is stable, it takes perseverance, a willingness to let go of your ego, and above all, it takes forgiveness. Without a shadow of a doubt, Rob loves his country. He remained loyal and served the U.S. Navy for more than half of his life, but he showed equal, if not greater, love to us, his family. He has served, provided for, and nurtured us over this past decade in a way that I have never known. Although the greatest adventures in my life have been with Rob, it hasn't been all thrills and excitement either. Being a military family takes its toll on the strongest of couples. Several moves across the country with small children can be a daunting task. There were a few times I seriously questioned whether or not I was cut out for military life. But Rob courageously and patiently held my hand and loved me during those brief but very dark moments. With each struggle, we became stronger, more connected, and came out with a deeper appreciation for one another. Being in the military can push your family to the edge, but I assure you it has made us a much stronger family, more reliant on one another, and better people than if we had not had this experience. And that, for that, I am eternally grateful. Our time in the Navy has not been unlike the seas it protects. There have been storms that have created very rough waves, some doldrums, and a few epic waves of pure bliss. Through all of this, Rob and I have learned that crawling out onto the safe beach was simply not an option, and that being miserable out at sea wasn't for us either. Instead, over the past decade, we learned to become really good surfers and gracefully accept the variety of waves that life has thrown at us. So on this day, your retirement, and our anniversary, I want to say thank you, Rob McClellan. Thank you for loving your country, your family, and most of all for showing me what true love really is. It's time to get out of this ocean and relax on a safe beach for a while.